Our Week 8 Locker Room Chats here continue on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Puffett, now joined alongside here our Axel Boys head coach, Jason Tynan. It's been a trio of games since the last spoke, coach. Big wins over Lord Central Catholic, Canton Galva, including a big win of 83-60 over the Wabunsee Chargers. Coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Played some non-league opponents, and that's always good this time of year. I think you get tired of the monotony of playing TBL schools, and so just getting a little break from the league action and going out and playing some. We were on the road last Friday and Saturday, so spent 9 hours on a bus, and so I thought we responded pretty well. We had good first halves in all three games. I think we scored over 40 points in all three first halves, and you know, each of the second quarters or first quarters we had 25-point-plus quarter, so I thought we did a really good job. I don't know if it was some of the lag, but we didn't really play our best in the second half in either of the games, and so it's just staying focused. I know we had big leads. We had 20-plus-point leads in all those games, and it's just staying focused and continue to work and continue to improve in the third and fourth quarters as well.
Yeah, in these past three games, you got the 2-1 punch combo back in it, Colin Shaughnessy and Logan Sandman back on the floor together. You know, how great is that to have both of them on the floor, the team kind of starting to click and get fully healthy down in the last month of the regular season?
Yeah, it's been good to have it. Like, the last three games, the first time since Christmas break, we've had everybody healthy as they can be, and so just gelling and getting to know each other. I think Logan kind of still a little rusty, still getting back into the swing of things. And, you know, it's Colin's kind of still recovering from sprained ankle, but playing as well, playing okay, and, you know, doing the best that he can with that. But it's really been it's been Wyatt and Detweilers and Joe Liebarger and Lennon Smith's really stepping up. I mean, Joe the other night against the Rusty Lords had 10 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 8 steals, and that's really really good stat line. He filled it up. And then, you know, last night, Wyatt comes in. He has 21 points on 8 of 10 shooting, 6 assists as well. And, I mean, he's just doing really good things for us. And so just getting everybody back in sync and gelling together is going to be huge going forward the next five games.
And you mentioned, you know, these hot starts in the first quarters. How big and important is it to get a hot start in this upcoming game against Hanover this Friday?
It's extremely important, and you know, just because the last time we played them, they jumped on us early. We kind of scrapped back a little bit and kind of used a lot of energy in that second quarter to kind of fight back into it. And then they went on a little spurt right before halftime. And so starting out hot and getting a fast start defensively and controlling the tempo of the game and doing what we need to do is going to be key against them. They're a very good team. They're loaded 1 through 5, and we're going to have to be playing our best basketball. Or if we have moments of lapses, they'll run away with it like they did last time.
On that first matchup, you kind of king in here to Colin Shaughnessy. I'm in the belief that he got a little hurt there in that game where that sprained ankle may have came in from. But, you know, he used face guard for most of that contest. So other than Shaughnessy, who are some other guys you kind of expect to step up here in this game coming up on Friday?
We kind of have a mismatch with Logan. They don't really have the height that hit him, so we kind of want to utilize him, but we don't want to overextend him a little bit and try to just focus on him. But he's going to have to play well. And then, you know, getting Wyatt and Joe and Landon in scoring opportunities that are conducive for them is going to be key. I did a very good job of that last game. And, you know, I think, you know, some of that score was a result of me. I kind of panicked, put Logan in, who hadn't played in 3 or 4 weeks. And I think we were trying to figure out how to play with him in the midst of a highly intense game, and I didn't think that was very good coaching on my part. So a lot of that's on me, but, you know, in putting, you know, like I said, Wyatt, Joe, and Landon and scoring opportunities for themselves and putting them in the best position to help us out needs to be a key for us going forward on Friday.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, thanks, Quinton. Thanks for all the coverage.
That was head coach Jason Tynan with the Axel Eagle Boys. As this Friday, the Axel Eagle Boys will take on the Hanover Wildcats, the ranked number 1 team of Class 1 Division 2, in a rematch for the TBL Championship game earlier on this season. The Axel Eagle Locker Room Chat here has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.